time for more Positive Living with Patricia Raskin on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everybody. We are back, and I am right here. I'm Patricia Raskin, right here for Positive Living, and this is the program that shows you how to turn your problems into solutions and your obstacles into opportunities and really to make your dreams come true. That's what Positive Living is all about. And each week we interview authors and guest experts and celebrities who really help you to do that. These are the people that have helped others and have also turned their problems around. And today, no example today, my dear listeners, of resilience, because that's one of the things that positive people and people who are successful in their lives learn. And my guest today was supposed to be Pat Lynch, who is the founder of Women's Radio, and we have crossed our wires, and I have not heard from her. And the first segment, I read you some of my blogs, and I was thinking, wouldn't it be great to have someone on who I work with who is really a writer and can show us how to express ourselves in writing, because I was sharing with you some of my personal writing from my blogs about positive thinking. And so with us on the phone, I have a terrific person and really renowned in her field. My guest is Lisa Tenner, and she is a writing coach. She shows you how you can write a book in 60 days. She shows you how you can really work to do your own writing, how you can set up your own proposals, how you can get your thoughts on paper. And she's really just terrific. And Lisa is a writer herself. She's a book coach, a published author, a trainer, and a speaker. She's been on national television, on ABC World with Peter Jennings. She's been on The Morning Health Beat, The Boston Globe. And she serves on the faculty of the Harvard Medical School Continuing Education course on writing and on publishing books. And many of her clients have appeared on The Oprah Show and Fox News and CNN. And what she does is she helps writers in all process of their writing. Lisa, are you with us?
No.
Oh, good. Today's been quite a challenge. Did you hear my introduction of you?
I heard most of it.
Good. All right.
Thank you very much.
Well, what I was telling the listeners is that Pat Lynch, my guest, for some reason we crossed our wires today, and what I was doing in the first segment, Lisa, was I was reading my blogs, which were very much about positive environments and positive thinking and, you know, really what I believe in terms of the work I do in interviewing people.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wouldn't it be great to have you come on and really talk about expressing yourself in writing? So here's my question to you.
Mm-hmm.
When you teach your course, and you teach it at Harvard, when you teach your course, do people come to you who are already writers, or are there people who want to express their thoughts in writing, or both?
It is a real mixture, but I would say the majority are not writers. They do something else. They might be a talk show host. They may be a medical doctor, a therapist, life coach. So really people from all walks of life. Sometimes it's just somebody with a great personal story, and they want to share it with the world, but they're not sure how. So, and I've had people who've gotten seasoned writing, and they end up being a really great writer, a compelling writer. So sometimes it's they don't think they're a writer, but they really are.
And why do they come to the course? Is it because they just want to write, or because they definitely want to write a book?
Well, are you talking about the course at Harvard now?
Yes, the course at Harvard.
In that course, yeah, the people there really do, they know they want to write a book. And many of them have some really current knowledge in their field, something that's unusual, new. They might have a system for health or well-being, and it's something that they know they've got something there, but they're not sure how to pitch it and how to prepare themselves and really how to get a publisher interested.
Okay. So when they come in to you and they want to write, what's the first thing you do with them? Do you say to them, okay, what do you want to write about? Do you get them to start writing? How does it begin, Lisa? So somebody listening right now is thinking, you know, I'd like to put my ideas on paper, but I don't know how. I don't know where to start.
Yeah, so the first thing I'll do is really get a sense of what their goals are. Because some people know they want to write a book, and some people really just want to write for the, you know, to sort of start to explore something. But let's say they're talking about writing a book. It's really important to figure out, are they going to self-publish or do they want to traditionally publish? Because those are two very different paths. For one, you need a book proposal, and for another, you need an actual book. So that's going to be a very important question. And really, it's not always a simple yes or no, yes, self-publishing, or yes, I want a traditional publisher. It's really about weighing their different goals and their vision for what they want in the long run and deciding which makes the most sense. And then we go from there. If they want a traditional publisher, we really need to start to talk about what is going to be appealing for a traditional publisher. And so they may need to really do some work about what we call platform. You know, do they already have an audience, or how are they going to get an audience for the book? Looking at what other books are out there on the market, doing some competitive analysis. So it's really starting to understand their readers, too, and understand the market before they write the book, so that it's a book that is going to appeal to people and sell and really help them meet their goals, not just, you know, kind of, oh, let's just write a book, but really let's be strategic about it.
Okay, what advice do you give to people who are listening today who may not be ready to write a book, Lisa, but they are ready to share their thoughts on paper, whether it's their poetry, whether it's just their ideas, whether they want to start writing online to people and really sharing?
Mm-hmm.
What's your advice there in the writing process?
My advice is to, first of all, just decide you're going to enjoy this process and have fun with it, because the more you can get in that space of this is going to be something fun, the more fun it will be, I guarantee. And the other thing is really to, the biggest thing in good writing is show, don't tell. So whatever you're writing about, you want to give us details. What makes this juicy? What makes it different? You know, it might be describing the person and describing those characteristics that make them a little quirky, that make them interesting. It might be just the way they wear their hat, or something about their gait, or an unusual phrase they say. But to write about something to make it real for us. Use all of your senses, and also think about, you know, what makes it different, what makes it special, so that it doesn't just sound like everything else we've ever read. You know, I think the beginning writers will often write in generalizations, but tell us stories and show us with all your senses what happens in a scene. And write about what you know. You know, write about your own experience. Write about the things you've learned. You know, it's a truism, but it really is true.
Yeah. What about using writing as catharsis? You know, when you've been through, let's say you're going through a divorce, or someone is really sick in your family, or it's a painful time for you, can that be helpful? And what do you suggest there?
Yeah, absolutely it can. And I think one of the important things when you're writing cathartically is, you know, I like to tell people to really imagine themselves that they're taking along some support on this journey. Because I think what happens is, and actually I had a recent blog entry on what happens when it's too painful to write. And some people...
Interesting. And what did you say about that, Lisa?
What I said is bring in support. You know, whether it's saying a prayer before you write, or calling a friend and saying, you know, I'm going to be doing some journaling, and can you just call me in an hour and we can, you know, I can check in just so I don't kind of go too deeply into that place that's painful. So that you really have some support around it, you know, whether it's that writing buddy or, you know, your buddies in the angelic realm, whatever it is that works for you, but really make sure there's some support for it, because that's when you're going to be able to go those places without it just being painful and raw, but with it being transformative and cathartic, which is what you want. You don't want to go back there just for pain. You want to go back there to heal something. And so just go with that intention and see what you can do to help support that intention.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is definitely get support. That's one of the first things you can do, is get support. And then so that you can, after you've written, you can share it.
That's always a good thing, but make sure the person you're sharing with is somebody who you know is going to be loving and honoring about it. You don't want to share with somebody who's going to say, oh, I can't believe you wrote that. You know, so just, you really want to be careful, because you're making yourself vulnerable. So choose wisely somebody who you know is supportive and loving and will honor what you've written.
Mm-hmm. You know, I want to read something, and since you're a writer and you coach people on writing, I want to read this and get your take on it, because this was something talking about positive living that really, really touched me. And I'm going to read the blog. And I wrote it as a very strong positive reaction to a movie. And I titled it, I wrote it last week actually, I titled it, There But For the Grace of God Go I. And here's what I wrote. Last night, I happened to stumble upon one of the most moving movies that I've seen in a long time. I found the movie Our House on the Hallmark Channel and was touched by its poignant message of transforming hopelessness into hope, disconnection to connection, distrust into trust, and most importantly, fear into love. The movie centers on the character Ruth Galloway, who attempts suicide after the death of her husband. She is saved by Billy, who is a homeless woman who finds her on the street and revives her. The story unfolds as these two women who are seemingly worlds apart connect and help each other. Ruth opens up her mansion to Billy and her friends, who are homeless, much to the outrage of Ruth's neighbors. The bond that is formed between Ruth and her new friends, as she refers to them, is heartwarming, powerful, and life-changing. We watch the new residents in Ruth's house cook, tend to the rose garden, fix the cars, have great meals and times together, and transform an empty home and heart into ones that are filled and full of love. What really touched me was the bond that formed between these people and how they uplifted each other's lives with joy, respect, and kindness. I was also struck by Ruth's gratitude for her new friends and how she always maintained her position and dignity as she defended them kindly but firmly to her neighbors and friends. I won't share the whole story or the poignant ending, which brought a flood of tears to my eyes, but the message here is for all of us to reach out and connect to others and to always look for the goodness inside. Being homeless is an external circumstance caused by a situation in our lives. We could all be homeless if certain situations in our lives and world did not exist. So therefore, go therefore, but the grace of God go I. So when you think about that, I'm going to read that again. What I'm going to read is that being homeless is an external circumstance caused by a situation in our lives. We could all be homeless if certain conditions in our lives and our world existed. Think about it. I mean, if something happened and our houses blew up, I mean, we could all be homeless. So there, but for the grace of God, go I. Okay, Lisa, your comments.
Well, one of the things I love about what you wrote is that you make it come alive for us. I was left wanting to see this movie. I thought, wow, I don't have cable. How can I get to see this movie? So that's always the biggest test. Did you get a reaction out of your audience? And I think you partly do that because you make it come to life. You know, we're starting to picture this mansion and picture the people tending to the rose garden and eating these meals together, homeless people, and at the same time this wealthier woman. We're picturing how they transform her life, how they're fixing things around the house, how the mansion changes. So you've really started to make it come alive for us. And you could add more detail if this were going to be a more detailed piece. For this piece, you don't really need to. But
well, and I didn't want to spoil the ending because the movie is quite a strong ending to the movie. But what I was doing there, and kind of what we're talking about here, is really bringing it to a life message for all of us.
Yeah.
That power of connection is just so amazing.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's so helpful to take the story and then take what you gleaned from it and bring it back to the reader. You know, what can the reader get out of this? And you start to paint a picture for the reader. Hey, guess what? You know, you could be homeless. And so, you know, it really makes the reader, I think, start to think about, you know, wow, you know, it may make them start to think about what if they were homeless or start to think of homeless people in a new way. So I think you do jostle us a bit, too. And so it's a provocative piece, which, you know, is a great thing to do. We want to make people think and make people kind of change and transform.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's about. That's what my program's about. And on that note, we're going to take a break. My guest is Lisa Tenner. She is a book coach, published author, trainer, and speaker. And we're talking about bringing your words to life through books, through writing, through creative expression. And Lisa serves on the faculty of the Harvard Medical School Continuing Education course on writing and publishing books. And she's very skilled and gifted. And you can call us. We've switched gears a little bit here today. We were supposed to have Pat Lynch on from Women's Radio, and we'll bring her back. But we are talking about writing and about expressing yourself positively and also about sharing your feelings and having a cathartic release through writing. And certainly I have done that, and Lisa helps you to do that as well. You can log on to her website at lisatenner.com, T-E-N-E-R. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin right here on TalkZone.com. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.